Davis Arena News. I'm Bill Wise. The Saturday night shooting in Sedalia has left one man dead. Officers found 25-year-old Adrian R. Clark on the street just before midnight with gunshot wounds. 27-year-old Elijah Watts was taken into custody. The investigation is in its early stages. A statewide group is putting together a plan to help Missouri deal with future flooding and prevent severe damage from happening again. At the group's first meeting in Jefferson City this past week, Roger Hugenberg, a member from Northeast Missouri's Canton, says the group should not put neighbor against neighbor or community against community.
We're going to have to come up with some science. We're going to have to come up with some sort of a structured plan and work towards building a system. And I don't think we could ever say that we're going to completely top this thing. I think we could be meeting, we'll be meeting here for the next 20 years. We're never going to come up with the perfect system, but it doesn't mean we can't try.
Governor Parson said 1.2 million acres of Missouri farmland have been damaged by this year's flood. The group includes members from state and federal agencies and several Missouri agricultural organizations. A new study by Washington University in St. Louis shows a gender and race gap in school discipline among St. Louis area schools.
The study looked at 30 public school districts in and around St. Louis and found black students were at least 11 times more likely to be given out-of-school suspension than their white counterparts. The number is even higher for students with disabilities, with disabled black students in some districts topping the list, being 50 times more likely to be punished this way. The study claims it doesn't prevent any further misbehavior and in many cases makes it worse. For MissouriNet, I'm Ryan Hart.
The days of free parking at Columbia Regional Airport may be coming to an end. City Council members are debating whether to start charging $3 a day in the main paved lot. City spokesman Steve Sapp says it would probably be an automated system of drivers grabbing a ticket when they enter the lot.
And then as you exit, there would be a pay station. Again, we understand some type of automated pay station that would then collect the fee.
Missouri corrections officials are scheduled to testify next week in Jefferson City about county jail reimbursement.
Missouri Public Defender System Director Michael Barrett says the state has budgeted about $43 million this fiscal year to local jails for holding citizens who are awaiting trial. Missouri Department of Corrections Budget Director Trevor Foley is set to testify before the House Budget Committee next Tuesday about the county jail reimbursement program and the issue of electronic monitoring of offenders. House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith of Carthage tells MissouriNet he also expects sheriffs and county commissioners to be at the hearing and possibly prosecutors. Brian Helsworth, MissouriNet.
The American Red Cross of Missouri and Arkansas is deploying 9 emergency vehicles to help with relief efforts in response to Hurricane Dorian. 2-person teams will take each vehicle with food and disaster relief supplies to residents affected by the hurricane. Some of those teams are already on their way. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is news on MissouriNet.